Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Unfiltered with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Roots. The Root's on fire. Welcome back to my show. Wayne Allen Root, Ron Unfiltered on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas and broadcast all over the United States by USA Radio Network. I've got a new column coming out on Sunday, this weekend, in newspapers all over the United States, as syndicated by Creator Syndicate. And I wanted to start off the hour by reading it to you. Democrats don't give a damn about this BLM. Babies' lives matter. Insanity. Everything Biden and his radical treasonous communist cabal does is pure insanity. But nothing is stranger than the Democrats' obsession and hatred for children, whether it be murder in the womb or much later. I'm not just talking about their obsession with abortion up until the moment of birth, or remarkably in some blue states, up to a week after birth. This is a clear mixture of insanity and the mass murder of living, breathing babies. But give Democrats an inch, they always want a mile. Now these same Democrats are going after perfectly healthy babies months or even a year after birth. Because of a harsh nationwide baby formula shortage, babies could starve to death or certainly face diminished lives because of damaged immune systems. But Biden and his Democrats are clearly too busy and distracted from destroying the economy, killing the entire energy industry, whipping up hyperinflation to destroy the middle class, sending $40 billion of taxpayer money to Ukraine, the most corrupt nation on earth, trying their best to start a nuclear World War III with Russia, making sure every violent criminal is released without bail, opening up the border to every diseased and poverty-stricken person in the world, brainwashing kindergartners to hate white people and change their sexual identity, asking the DOJ and FBI to persecute and prosecute parents at PTA meetings, and of course, encouraging violent protests at the homes of conservative Supreme Court judges, knowing full well that one of these days a judge or their family may be murdered by an obsessed, abortion-crazed Democrat protester. All of this obviously takes precedence for Biden and Democrats over something as unimportant as feeding babies. Biden knew we were going to face a baby formula shortage. It was his FDA who shut down the biggest baby formula plant in America. The Biden administration knew what was coming. Biden did nothing. He warned no one. And to this moment, he has no plan. Except, of course, to make sure there's plenty of baby formula for the babies of illegal aliens. Biden and his radical Marxist cabal have prioritized illegal alien babies over American-born babies. Have you seen the pallets of baby formula at border facilities while shelves at supermarkets in Texas are bare? But why would anyone be surprised at Democrats' twisted views about American children? Listen to the wild, radical, insane statements of Democrats in just the past week relating to their joy and obsession with child murder. First, our U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen made the statement that banning abortion would hurt the economy. The Treasury Secretary of the United States is now officially insane. My God. Then Democrat Congresswoman Kate Porter said hyperinflation reinforces the need for abortion. A Democrat congresswoman was essentially saying that since Biden's policies have made gas and groceries unaffordable, American women must have the option to murder their babies, you know, to keep things a little cheaper in their lives. Finally, we heard about the piece de la resistance, abortion tourism. Yes, California Democrats are trying to make abortion fun again. California Democrats are poised to pass a bill that would pay pregnant women from anywhere in America to vacation in California, hit the beach, get a nice tan, drink a mimosa, and then murder your baby. What a vacation experience. I'm actually surprised they're not setting up abortion clinics at Disneyland next to the roller coaster. Democrats are stark raving mad and pure evil. Who's coming up with these ideas? Lucifer? Biden and his radical, treasonous, communist cabal have an obsession with killing babies, and tragically, it now extends to the living variety. Except, of course, for illegal alien babies whose parents have illegally invaded our border. These babies have Democrat privilege. After all, in only 18 years, they'll all be Democrat voters. And obviously, if doctors could determine if a baby was born transgender, or gender fluid, or gender binary, or gender neutral, or gender expansive, Biden and his communist cabal would spare them too. Democrats clearly see illegal aliens and transgenders as the future of America. We are living in insane times. Democrats' attempts to open the borders, kill our energy independence, spread violent crime to every big city, and kill the economy are pretty darn insane. But nothing compares to their bloodlust for hurting or killing innocent children. Democrats clearly don't give a damn about this BLM. Babies' lives matter. That's my new column that'll be out this weekend. Democrats don't give a damn about this BLM. Babies' lives matter. And boy, do I have a sense of timing. You know, I have a kind of a bulletin board. You know, in the old days, you'd actually hang a bulletin board on your wall. Now it's on my desktop screen. But it's essentially a bullet board with all my working ideas for columns. And I've got like 100 columns waiting to be written and published. 100, including 20 that are priority. And I had to throw them all out to get to this column because, in my opinion, you know, no matter what you're going to write about, you drop it when there's a hot topic and you want to get in the middle of that hot, controversial topic. Well, I was right. That is the topic in America right now is the baby formula shortage. And here's just a few of the stories that are out there, a few of the headlines. House panel launches investigation into baby formula shortage. Here's another one. All of a sudden, it's on the front page of every newspaper. Dummy Joe Biden finally addresses baby formula shortage. And in his speech, he said, all of a sudden, it's on the front page of every newspaper. Here's a report out. Over 50% of baby formula supply out of stock in 8 states. So over 50% is out of stock in Texas, Tennessee, Montana, West Virginia, Arizona, Kansas, Delaware, and my home state of Nevada. And here's one more. Biden administration knew the baby formula shortage was coming in February, just as I reported in my column. They knew it was coming in February. They did nothing, and they said nothing. Who in America had any idea there was going to be a baby formula shortage? Biden never told us. And then you've got literally the top Democrat, one of the top two Democrats in the entire United States Congress, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. He gets up and gives a speech this morning, and he admits we're at war. He says, stop with the baby formula stuff. Stop with these headlines blaming inflation and baby formula supply chain problems on Joe Biden because we are at war. Stop blaming our own president at a time of war. Well, I didn't know we were at war with Russia. Did you know we've declared war with Russia? Obviously, the Biden administration believes, and all their friends and allies believe, we are now in World War III. They are at war with Russia. I could have told you that, but now it's official. Also, gas prices in Joe Biden's America hit another record high today, Friday. The bad news just keeps coming in. Diesel rationing could hit East Coast this summer, refinery owner says. The East Coast of the United States could face a worsening diesel shortage this summer, said John Casamitidis, CEO of United Refining Company. He said this in an interview with Bloomberg. His company, United, produces some 70,000 barrels of petroleum products each day and sells gasoline throughout the western New York and northwestern Pennsylvania. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see diesel being rationed on the East Coast this summer, he said. Right now, inventories are low, and we may see a shortage in the coming months. Diesel prices hit a new high of $5.557 a gallon on Thursday, according to the American Automobile Association. Unleaded gasoline also hit a record of $4.418 per gallon. And carriers and owner-operators, especially those with already slim margins, are struggling to keep up with rising diesel prices. Casamita said he doesn't expect the 350 stations United refining operates to be low on gasoline. It will just be very expensive. Drivers will pay the highest gasoline prices ever paid on Memorial Day. National diesel inventories are the lowest in 17 years, and East Coast stockpiles haven't been this low since 1990. Several truck stop chains and fuel providers have commented on the possibility of rationing. Pilot Flying J is aware of tight diesel markets and is closely monitoring the situation. Benchmark Administrator General Index supplied freight waves with an assessment on Tuesday that indicated tightness in East Coast diesel stocks may be loosening. On Monday, general index price for ultra-low sulfur diesel was about $3.90 a gallon in Rotterdam, Netherlands, and $4.30 a gallon on the East Coast of the United States. Can you imagine more here than in Netherlands? So it's a real bad situation, and if we were in a war right now with Russia, I guarantee it'll be a war with both Russia and China. So you're talking about, what does Russia have, like 200 million people versus our 330? But China has 1.5 or 6 billion compared to our 330 million. And don't forget, our 330 million includes lots and lots of snowflakes with limp wrists and transgenders with limp wrists and high heels. And all of them have no idea how to fight a rough, tough war. Russia has no such problem. China has no such problem. Their troops, they're not looking to feminize their military. They're not looking to transgenderize their military. They're not looking to brainwash their military against hardcore warriors. They're not looking for somebody who's, you know, nice to transgenders as opposed to the guy next to you in the foxhole wanting to kill the other guy before the other guy kills you. We got a problem, folks, really bad. They've destroyed the military. They've made it woke. They filled it with transgenders who want transgender surgery for $150,000 free from Uncle Sam, but wouldn't know how to fight. They don't just need a gun and a pocketbook. I'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Steals.
Can I just help?
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Alaroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that continue. you. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Wayne Alaroo, welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire. Steelsanddealslv.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built his magnificent business right here in Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide, so anyone can get in on these steals and deals. It's called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. Steelsanddealslv.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. Steelsanddealslv.com has them all. Liquidation sale at 50 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, and then go to steelsanddealslv.com. And my buddy John will beat them all. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas. And now they ship nationwide. And now he's moving his warehouse and renovating it in a new way. And so he's got a giant liquidation sale. Great news for you, all of you, the consumers of Vegas and the consumers around the country who listen to the Wayne Alaroo Show. Just go to steelsanddealslv.com online or call 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337, steelsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. So here's the thing, folks. On May 22nd, what's today? May 13th. Today's Friday the 13th, by the way. On May 22nd, which is only 9 days away, the World Health Organization could have the authority to lock down all of America, mask us, and vaccinate us against our will, and there's nothing we could do about it. Officials in the Biden administration are working to give away our rights to the World Health Organization, giving them the power to unilaterally declare a health emergency in any country, thereby giving them emergency powers above and beyond any elected official in America. The message from the administration and the vote are going unreported by the media. Former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is working hard at sounding the alarm. She says this is the biggest global power grab in our lifetimes. I've talked about this on the show. The World Health Organization, I talked about it today before I saw this column. I talked about it in my podcast today, which is up now. My video podcast is up right now. My end of week top 10, America's top 10 stories is up at rootforamerica.com. And I said they're going to have the right to lock us down or to force vaccinate us or to force mask us, and there's nothing anyone could do. There will be no sovereignty anymore. The rights of America will be given away to the United Nations and the WHO. Bachmann has stated that the upcoming vote in Geneva over the Biden administration's amendments would cede U.S. sovereignty to the WHO when it comes to national health care decisions and what she described as the biggest global power grab in our lifetimes. Her concern is over a vote that will take place on May 22nd in the WHO governing legislative body, the World Health Assembly. The vote is to ratify the amendments proposed by the Biden administration and scheduled as provisional agenda item 16.2. The authority they will be given will impact 99.4% of all the people in the world. 193 nations belong to the UN. The Biden administration is bringing amendments that were proposed that all nations of the earth cede their sovereignty over their national health care decisions to the WHO. That means the WHO would have decision-making authority to intervene in the United States government policy and any nation in the world without our permission. For instance, the lockdown, where you see 26 million people locked down in Shanghai, China right now. They can't leave their homes. They can't leave their apartments. The WHO would have authority to be able to enforce that here in the United States on whatever pretext they want. They don't have to show data. They could do it. She summed it up. What this does, bottom line, is it creates a platform for global governance through the WHO. I would say it different than Michelle Bachmann. Global dictatorship, global tyranny, the Great Reset, communist China, Hitler. This is like someone from outside the United States, some crazed communist dictator, comes into America and says, sorry, you're all locked in your homes for the next year. Your businesses are all gone. Your incomes are all gone. And while you're inside the house, you have to wear a mask or we'll drag you away to a health concentration camp. And while you're at it, we're going to go door to door and force vaccinate you. And if you turn us down, we drag you in a health concentration camp. This country is being given away. Bachmann says Republican leaders don't know. They're clueless. They're busy focusing on the here and now, which is raising money so they can win re-election this fall. But this is the here and now. We cannot allow Joe Biden to give away American sovereignty and for all of the 193 nations of the world to be hapless and be under WHO control, World Health Organization. WHO is a subsidiary of the communist Chinese government, and they will have authority over the United States, over us, and we will effectively be vulnerable to losing our freedom to the World Health Organization, the WHO. This is a threat to sovereignty, freedom, inalienable rights. Wake up, America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is defending his administration's response to the growing baby formula shortage in the United States.
This is a process. We're working on it very, very hard. There's nothing more urgent we're working on than that right now. And I think we're going to be making some significant progress very shortly.
Speaking at the White House, he said the response must be both cautious and speedy. Republicans have accused the Biden administration of being late and slow since this problem was on their radar back in February. Trump-era pandemic restrictions on illegal immigrants seeking asylum in the United States will stand for now. That's a ruling from a judge hearing the case involving the temporary restraining order against ending Title 42. The judge adding a decision will be made before May 23rd. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
way down the roof. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network. WayneRoot at gmail.com is my email. WayneRoot at gmail.com and my website, RootForAmerica.com. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Gold Gate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied customers, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you or War sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Gold, Gold Gate Capital. All right, we've got a great guest, Dr. Naomi Wolf. I've wanted to get her on for a long time. Clout.io, a successful civic tech company, author of The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and The War Against the Human. You can find that, of course, in all the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, The Bodies of Others. And she is also kind of the co-lead plaintiff of Donald Trump's lawsuit against Twitter and social media with me. He chose Dr. Naomi Wolf on the left and Wayne Allyn on the right, and it turns out we have a lot in common. Dr. Naomi Wolf, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
It's great to meet you. And I think, you know, it's kind of like you and I, you may be on the left and I may be on the right, but we intersect on many topics like freedom of speech and how ridiculous this is that social media companies are allowed to, you know, to censor and to ban us. But I think most importantly on the COVID-19 vaccine that is killing people, and you and I both see it, and it's amazing to me how blind so many Americans are. They just blindly believe whatever government tells them, and they don't care about the VAERS list. They don't seem to notice thousands have died, and probably hundreds of thousands have died, and probably millions more may die in the United States and around the world, and yet they keep pushing the vaccines. Is this like mass psychosis, Naomi? What is causing this?
It's mass delusion. I mean, my new book, The Bodies of Others, kind of follows the money and shows how millions of dollars, and indeed $1 billion in the CARES Act, were directed from our tax dollars in the CARES Act, but also from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, to propagandize Americans and to terrify them with artificially inflated data about the pandemic and about deaths and infections, and to tell them a stream of lies about, you know, how they could catch it and how it's transmitted, and, you know, lies about the vaccine making you not infected to others, which isn't true, and lies about, 95% effective and safe and effective for pregnant women. So definitely when people are bombarded with propaganda and it's mixed with fear, that literally changes the way their brains work. So right now, half of Americans are reading the New York Times and watching MSNBC and are unable to think clearly or critically. And half of Americans are, listening to people like us and are aware that there's really a crime against humanity underway.
And to me, Naomi, we're talking to Dr. Naomi Wolf, none of this should be right versus left. This is not political football. This is your life. And so let me tell you just a little quick thing about me. Even though I'm a lifelong conservative, born to very conservative parents as far as politics goes, and you're from the left, I also had something about me that was very liberal. I've always been into vitamins. I lost both my parents at a young age to cancer 28 days apart. And I decided I would never get cancer, right? I decided I wanted to beat cancer. And I got into vitamins and nutrition and health and fitness. And so I've studied nutrition my whole life, and I've always bought vitamins at stores before there was before there was even Whole Foods or Sprouts. You had like small vitamin stores. I used to live in Westchester. I went to Katona Natural Market, and there were always liberals in there with Birkenstocks on who believed that government was bad. They believed that vitamins were good. They believed vaccines tended to be bad. They believed Big Pharma was corrupt. They hated and didn't trust Big Pharma. What happened to the left that they all decided vaccines are great and listen to everything government says, and I'm on the side of Big Pharma?
You know, this is the gazillion-dollar question. It's extraordinary. I've actually written an essay about that, and it kind of appears as the conclusion of my book. And you're absolutely right. And, you know, these are my people, right? I come from the left. I would say now I'm an independent, and I've always just cared more about the Constitution than anything else. So I agree with you that it's a time for left and right to kind of drop the labels and come together to save our republic. But, you know, having said that, these people, my tribe or my former tribe, they used to have a long, noble tradition of freedom of speech, and they dropped it to cheer on the censorship of conservative voices and voices critical of this medical tyranny. They used to believe my body, my choice. And they still do when it comes to abortion, but suddenly they dropped that idea when it came to an injection with untested mRNA technology. And you're
100%
right about that. They used
and
to
masks.
Masks.
Right.
They used to say, you know, listen to girls, and they are happy with muffling the voices and restricting the breathing of little girls and little boys. And, you know, they used to be inclusive and believe in equality, and now they're completely fine with a two-tier society based on medical status. So they, you know, that's a complex answer. I think the left has been infiltrated by straight-up Chinese Communist Party propagandists.
Exactly.
Propagandists and Marxists. But also, you know, we have a fatal flaw, and our guy won, right? And our guy won, and we have majority in the House. And so what that means is, we are unable to see our blind spots. We have this weird thing that if, you know, we think we're good people, so we think we can't do anything evil. So literally people I know and love cannot see Biden, who is engaging in a massive crime against the American people.
Correct.
Anything but good, because he's our guy. He's one of us.
Right. And see, look how open-minded I am. I love Trump. I voted for Trump. I supported Trump both times. I think he was economically the best president of my lifetime, and yet I disagree with him. And I'm part of his lawsuit with you, by the way, against Big Tech and Twitter. And yet he has a blind spot about the vaccine, and I disagree with him vehemently about the vaccine, and say it every day on the air, whenever I'm on TV being interviewed, or whenever I'm guest hosting on TV, or whenever I'm on the radio. I say, look, Trump and I agree on everything except this vaccine. He's so wrong and so blind on this vaccine. Let me ask you, why do you think Trump thinks this vaccine is so great? Just because he's the guy that oversaw the start of it, he's got to believe it's wonderful in his mind?
Well, I think people should. So in one of my lives, I was a political consultant to a vice presidential campaign, and the things people who are presidents or former presidents have to do that they don't necessarily believe in are substantial. So my guess there is he doesn't necessarily believe in it or not believe in it. My guess there is that his lawyer advised him to not back down and not apologize because a smart lawyer will see that there's a massive amount of lawsuits to come. And if right now he says, oh, oops, sorry, that was bad, it could open him up to litigation. So I don't think you should overread that.
Well, and that's possible, but I also think, you know, as I've studied politics my whole life, remember when I was 3 years old, my dad founded the New York State Conservative Party, and I was in his arms handing out literature for Barry Goldwater. And so that was 57 years ago. I'm 60 now. And I got to tell you what I see with politics, and this is, again, not right or left. This is all politicians. Every politician sees only the good they've done, and then they just completely blindly black out all the bad they've done. And the other side, the opposition, only sees the bad you've done and puts that in the ads, and they black out all the good you've done. So both sides see only the good or the bad that you've done. And I think Trump is like every other politician. He did some great things with the economy, whether he ate his tweets or not. The economy was prosperous, and he sees that, but he can't see the negative and doesn't want to admit the negative. And his opponents someday may use that against him and say there's millions of people dead from this vaccine 3 years from now, it's Donald Trump's fault. I think he should get out in front of this, Naomi. That's my opinion.
You're probably right. Certainly to be on the right side of history. I also just wonder, you know, looking at my own friends and loved ones and former colleagues who are educated, intelligent people, so many of them are saying, don't tell me. Don't send me anything, even peer-reviewed research. I think that just as human beings, it's very hard and painful to see that you've been duped, but it must be very hard and painful to recognize that you might have hurt or killed you know, a great many Americans inadvertently.
Right.
So I just don't know the answer, but it is disappointing. You know, that said, even the great leaders, there's so few of them who are coming out and saying, you know, stop. The data are in. There were 1,200 deaths in the first 90 days of the Pfizer trials. There were,
right.
you know, 42,000 adverse events. That, I mean, you know, as you know, I've been reviewing the Pfizer documents with a team of 3,000 highly credentialed researchers, and the headlines will shock everyone of what they found. And I think the magnitude of that is hard to wrap your mind around, especially if you were part of the cause.
It's funny because I'm not a doctor, Naomi. I'm just a simple, you know, kind of blue-collar son of a butcher. I'm an SOB, and I have no medical training, although I've spent my life studying vitamins and nutrition and fitness. But I knew from day one, I never told anybody the vaccine would make them sick. But what I told all my fans on this show from the first day, from December of 2020, when they first started, you know, giving out the vaccines in small numbers, and then January of 21, when they started giving out in bigger numbers, I always said, this was rushed to production. I'm not a big fan of vaccines in general, although I've never been against them, but some vaccines are good, some are bad. Some people have gotten sick from vaccines. I believe my fans should all wait. Wait a year and see what happens. You have no idea if this will kill you or grow three ears or three noses or you know, your appendage will drop off. Nobody will ever know. Hey, Naomi, we're going to a break. Stay to the break, and we have lots more to talk about on the other side. Dr. Naomi Wolf, we'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Paid for by government.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
I need four more of the biscuit carnitas.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allen Root, Energized Health, the sponsor of this segment of the show. My great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I've been a workout guy my entire life. Always in great shape for my age, my whole life. Never thought I had any fat on my body. No one ever called me fat. And yet, with Energized Health, I lost 25 pounds of fat. Not weight, because I didn't have a lot of weight to lose. But I lost 25 pounds of fat, the dangerous inner body visceral fat that forms around your organs that you don't know you have, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, and now 18 months later, I look and feel incredible. I'll be on this program for life. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look better now than when I was 50, and I'm about to be 61 years old. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people, just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how to achieve the correct blend of intracellular hydration. It's a life changer. Make sure you tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Tell them WAR sent you, and you get 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, we're back with Dr. Naomi Wolf, CEO of DailyClout.io, author of The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19 and the War Against the Human, and she is the co-lead plaintiff with me in the Donald Trump lawsuit against Twitter and social media. Hey, first of all, Naomi, do you think we're going to get that lawsuit back on track? I know that a judge in Northern California threw it out. What a big surprise. Can we appeal that ruling, get it back on track, you think?
So I guess we have good news. I did speak to our lawyer, who's also former President Trump's lawyer, John Cole, a couple of days ago, and he did say that they were amending the complaint per the judge's directive and are going to appeal, and that they're pretty confident that it'll actually go to the Supreme Court. So who knows? But it's not over. And I think we just have to keep fighting. I mean, I think it's important to sue whatever the outcome is, because what happened to you and me and to President Trump is not right.
Yeah, I don't even know to this day why I was banned, because they, you know, there were headlines all around the world that Donald Trump friend Wayne Allyn radio talk show host is banned for life by Twitter. But they all asked Twitter why was Wayne banned, and Twitter never called anyone back and ever said why I was banned. But I do know that I was suspended for like a month at one point, but right before the banning, because I said lockdowns don't work, lockdowns have never worked, lockdowns will never stop a germ in the history of the world. No lockdown has ever worked against the germ, but they do bankrupt all the businesses and kill capitalism. Maybe that's the intent. And they said, oh, that's misleading health information, and I was suspended.
Well, you were onto it. It turns out every single thing you said was true, and I agree
with
you. And, you know, the Body Feathers elaborates on exactly that thesis. So you were ahead of the curve. And my book also explains why big tech would censor you, right? Like, it's weird. Why would big tech care if people are talking about vaccines or lockdowns? But the Body Feathers shows the money flow, the way that big tech colluded with the World Economic Forum and China, using pharma as a means to suppress human community, human competition, those small businesses you mentioned, you know, in-person schooling, in-person worship, and restaurants and bars and so on, so that they could get the advantage of revenue of driving human beings out of the things that made humans powerful and redirecting all human energy and activity onto digital platforms where they could harvest your tech, surveil you, and make money off of you. And the charts I put in the book show how it worked, how, you know, when you lock down Main Street businesses, you have to order from Amazon, and Amazon was up 30% in the last
right.
2 years.
Costco. How about Costco?
Big stores, you know, are essential businesses. Little mom and pop stores have to close. You know, if you close down schools and force poor children onto digital platforms, then EduTech, which was a dog industry invested in by tech investors, is suddenly, you know, minting millions. I showed this over and over. Nintendo was a dying brand, and it was up 30% during the lockdown. So, tech does want to reconfigure the world in such a way that you need to ask permission of technology to be human.
It never made any sense. You know, Naomi, here in Las Vegas, every small business was shut down, and if you tried to stay open, even with the door locked, if you were in your office or in your small retail store, policemen came to your door and demanded you leave. But at the same time, I was in giant crowds inside Costco and Lowe's and Home Depot at the same time. How does that make any sense?
Well, of course it doesn't. And, you know, in my book, I look at each of these mythologies of the lockdown, and I show that they don't make any medical sense. And you've made these points as well. And, in fact, public health for 100 years knew that if you're going to fight an infectious disease that you don't have a cure for yet, you know, ventilation, fresh air, exercise, not being obese, nutrition. But the opposite of all of that was done. Children were piled in to, you know, stuffy households, multi-generational households. Everyone knows that transmits infectious diseases. Children and adults were kept from going outside, kept from exercising. Beaches were roped off in California. And people were denied vitamin D. And now there are these huge studies.
Don't forget, gyms were closed. Gyms were closed. All the things good for you were closed. Now they don't want you to take vitamins. They're trying to literally ban vitamins by prescription only. Crazy. Naomi, we got to run. Dr. Naomi Wolf, her new book is The Bodies of Others. Grab a copy. She is fantastic. Thank you, Naomi.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.